Hi, my name is Chris Hogan, founder and CEO of Me Media. Let's get fact up. Today, we'll be sharing with you some website optimization techniques. In April 2015, Google announced that it was going to begin removing websites that were not mobile friendly from its mobile search engine results pages. This caused a huge stir around the internet, as this was the first time Google ever gave a clear warning to all webmasters of their intentions to update their algorithm and how it was going to affect everybody. This week, we'd like to share with you some tips that Google have shared on how to make your website mobile friendly. Avoid software that is not commonly used on mobile devices, such as Flash. Use text that is readable without having to use a zoom feature. Make sure that your web pages display correctly on small mobile screens so that users don't have to scroll horizontally to read the text. And place links far enough apart so that they can be easily pressed. There's a full description on how to best optimize your website for mobile in the links in this blog. And now let's rewind back to 2014. Google published a document designed to educate and assist the e-commerce web community on the important points associated with mobile site design and improving conversions. While this document is almost 2 years old, there are many points that are still valid for websites today. Keep calls to action front and center. Keep menus short and sweet. Make it easy to get back to the homepage. And don't let promotions steal the show. Not only is this document valid for online merchants today, it is still valid for everybody that has a website.
Now, it's breaking news. Just in.
For the first time, Google has released its full version of its Search Quality Raters guidelines in a document just this month. This deserves a dance or a little party. But just before you go into super geek mode, be prepared for the 160-page PDF downloadable from the link in this blog. The document covers things such as website maintenance, website credibility, and characteristics they are looking for in a high-quality website, such as lots of high-quality main content.
Duh.
Trustworthy and reliable pages, of course. The website has a good reputation for your topic of choice and easy use of your website's main content. And 159 other pages for you to appeal to people just like the Google Search Quality Raters. Which brings us to remind you that optimizing your website is not just for search, it's definitely for the user. So we've kind of discussed how site design and site architecture and layout of your content can affect the optimization of your website. Site design can affect site speed. Well-placed and colored calls to action can encourage click-throughs to other pages, which can affect the user's engagement and time on site. And of course, pictures might be pretty, but your site does need to make room for well-written text. So if we're going to be appealing to users, it's important to stay on trend. One of our favorite ways to stay on trend is to watch the Global CSS Design Awards. You can stay up to date on all the latest trends and find inspiration for your own websites. You can notice with the lingering presence of flat design, color holds even more prominence in web design today. And right now, you'll be seeing a lot more bright colors being used for professional layouts. That's it for this week's episode of Get Fact Up. See you next week. And please, don't forget to share with your colleagues. I'm sure it'll give them a buzz. Bye. I need to open my eyes.